Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 4th of April. The Garden of Gethsemane. In the Garden of Gethsemane, the offering of Yahweh was revealed in time and space. The Godhead was manifest as torn and bleeding, as each person offered themselves so that mankind could be made like them and be joined to their fellowship. The unique participation of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in this offering revealed the faith of each person. They each obtained faith, which works by offering love, from the word of their covenant. This was the word proclaiming their initiative to make man in their image and according to their likeness. It is important to consider the faith of each person in the Godhead that was expressed through their participation in the offering that accomplished their covenant purpose. We recall that when Jesus entered the garden, he withdrew from his disciples about a stone's throw. There, he knelt down and prayed, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." This statement expressed the same faith that the Son exercised before when he emptied himself, entrusting his intrinsic sonship glory to the Father, to be begotten as the Son of God. As a Son, he was offering to reveal the Father's will through obedience, to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Praying, "Not my will, but yours be done," Jesus entrusted himself to the Father, believing that the Father would raise him from the dead and glorify him with the glory that he had before. The Son's respect for the Father and his godly fear revealed the acceptability of his offering as the Lamb of God. Referring to Christ's offering in Gethsemane, the Apostle Paul noted that he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard, that is, accepted, because of his godly fear. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 10 verse 17, Galatians chapter 5 verse 6, Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, Luke chapter 22 verses 41 to 42, Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 8, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 23, John chapter 17 verse 5, and Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7. For further study, Luke chapter 22.